Good morning to all. In Mark chapter 10, in verses 33 and 34, Jesus tells his disciples the following, quote, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him and spit on him, flog him and kill him. 3 days later he will rise." Now, this was not the first time Jesus had told his disciples that he was going to be arrested, beaten, and killed. Previously, in chapters 8 and 9, Jesus had already explained to the disciples what was going to happen to him. In chapter 8, Peter actually reprimands Jesus for saying he was going to be killed. Jesus responded to Peter by saying the famous phrase, "Get behind me, Satan." In chapter 9, Jesus again explained what would happen to him, and it says the disciples did not understand what he meant and were afraid to ask him about it. So, on three separate occasions, Jesus explains to the disciples in some detail of his eventual fate when he goes to Jerusalem. Three times Jesus uses direct language to describe what was in store. These three instances tell us of the focus Jesus had on his mission, and it also tells of his courage to fulfill that mission. But it also tells us about the personal magnetism of Jesus. Let me explain. At this time, the disciples did not really understand what was going on. You see, they were confused. Now, they were sure that Jesus was the Messiah, and they were equally sure that he was going to die. The disciples were bewildered because these two facts did not make sense, because the Messiah was not supposed to die. And yet, even in the midst of that bewilderment, the disciples continued to follow Jesus. What Jesus was telling them was a dark and painful thing. They did not understand, but they loved Jesus. Even though they did not understand everything Jesus was telling them, they still followed Jesus. The disciples loved Jesus so much that they were compelled to accept what they could not understand. Brethren, can we not identify with the disciples? Are there not times when we do not understand everything, and yet we still follow Jesus? There is a lesson here for us today. And the lesson is this: following Jesus when you don't understand everything is the essence of faith. May God grant us all this type of faith. Amen.